Hello everyone, welcome to Career Conversations. Career Conversations is a series of interviews with professionals and educators which will introduce students to various career paths. So today we are going to discuss content writing as a career path with Rupali Shinde from Curiosity Gym. So Rupali is a content writer at Curiosity Gym and has 2 years of experience in this field. Welcome, Rupali. Welcome to Career Conversations. We are very happy to have you today.
Yeah, thanks, Bhagyashree. Thanks for inviting me.
Okay, so let's get started.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so Rupali, what is content writing? What does content writer do?
Content writer produces content. Now, when I say content, there are different types of content.
Right.
It could be you're writing blog post for websites. You could be writing social media, messages or some research papers, technical writing. So depending upon the job role a content writer is in and depending upon the purpose of the content writer has to write on those aspects and also have to keep the target audience in mind while writing. So as a whole, I would say producing content, different types of content, but that is what it is.
Okay. So can you walk us through your journey, how you have become a content writer?
Sure. It started, I think, during college years.
Okay.
So I have done post graduation in biotechnology, and during those years, there was this internship in final year. We have to do 3 to 4 months of internships, and as a part of the process, we had to write comprehensive academic essays or research proposals in a very technical manner. So what always has to happen ki I used to write introduction part and the conclusion part, those sections very nicely. And at that time, our professor at St. Xavier's and also my project mentor really encouraged me and, told me at that time that, you write these kind of, types well. This is your writing style is very good here. So that was one of my first, I would say, instance that had me, saying that, okay, I am good at it like this. I can write at least. So that was the one instance I would like to share. And to answer your question, I really didn't decide to be a content writer, but I always wanted to be writing. I always wanted that, writing is something that I would never leave as my hobby or as a leisure time.
Okay.
So during my post-graduation, again, I was inclined towards making a career in quality control and quality assurance.
Okay.
In pharmaceutical companies, in diagnostic firms. So QA, QC, we call it as. And to tell you, my very first job was in diagnostics as a QA officer.
Okay.
So 3-4 months into the job, and side by side, I was always writing for, my hobbies or on my travels. I travel extensively. So I used to write on those topics.
Mm-hmm.
So after spending 3-4 months as a QC, I realized that, I'm not a cutout for that. And then what are my other interests? Another thing happened along the way is while in college, I was always teaching biology to students.
Okay.
So little bit of writing, little bit of my interest from teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was this opportunity in the education sector.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was, before joining Curiosity Gym, I was working there in an education organization, Homi Bhabha Center for Science Education.
Okay.
So there again, writing for, educational magazines or kind of academic writing, creating content for a STEM subject.
Wow.
Then all that took over from there. So I think it's kind of all of it came together and, it led
Wonderful.
The way for my content writing.
So beside, even if you have done biotechnology as a post-graduation, but you kept that interest alive throughout your journey and you kept writing and kept following your passion. And that is the reason you are here right now. That's wonderful. We are very glad to know about that. So great, Rupali. So moving further to the next question. So can you just describe what a day look like for a content writer? What do you do exactly?
So for a content writer, though, we say, okay, content writer writes all the time. But before even getting to that step, you have to read a lot.
Right.
You know, so when, let's say, I'm writing on some topic, agriculture, or some topic related to fashion, so I may not know everything about it. And when I have to craft a piece, I need to have enough knowledge of it, you know, from all the perspectives. So whenever you get a brief, let's say, in my day-to-day working life, so you have to research on the topic a lot. Then form a kind of outline, which all points you want to cover. Mm-hmm. So then comes a planning. And when everything is in place, then you actually begin writing. Right. So it also takes considerable amount of time. And let me tell you, your first piece is never like the best.
Correct.
It undergoes many iterations. Then editing again comes into picture.
You need to
then,
have you know, patience as well and keep writing all
yes.
the time. Correct. Keep improving.
Yes,
and
yes,
it helps you improve as well.
It helps you improve, yeah. And also taking feedback from your colleagues. That is also equally
Definitely.
Important. So you may have thought of, you know, I would like to convey this point. And because I have written it so well that I may mm-hmm. think, and then it conveys. But when somebody else reads it, it's not the case. You get altogether different perspective. So in the process, you grow a lot as a content
Correct.
Writer.
Correct.
So this is how typically a day looks like. I would just say in 6 words, like read, write, edit, then again repeat, then proofread, mm-hmm. and finally publish. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So what type of different opportunities are there in this field? Can you just highlight on that?
Content writer, of course, writing different sort of communications. It could be a social media writer
okay.
or a technical writer if you're writing white papers, research papers.
Correct.
Then there is also ample amount of opportunities in scientific writing field.
Yes.
Where you know you need to assist people who are into their research and you help them craft their research
right.
paper, review paper.
Mm-hmm.
Now these all comes under content writer. But moving ahead, spending considerable amount of time in writing, then one could be content reviewer also, where you get to review other people's work.
Yes.
You give feedback. And then let's say again, as you improve in your career, you could have a team of writers. You could be, you know, managing an entire team. Content manager is another opportunity there.
Correct.
Or content strategist you could be. So opportunities are many. And as you know, in this digital era, everywhere content is required.
Correct.
You know?
Yes.
So
yes.
ample amount of opportunities.
Wow. So what kind of advice would you give to the juniors who want to step in into this field?
Okay. So as I mentioned previously also, if you have, you know, a little bit understanding that, you know, I like writing or this is what I want to pursue in. So let me tell you, it doesn't start like, you know, you have written one piece and then you decide. You have to read a lot, find out what kind of topic, you know, you would like to write on, or we say it, finding your niche, you know.
Right.
What type of content you would like to write. That is one. And then dedicate some time for your writing. You could pick any topic which interests mm-hmm. you, or it could be like some issues that, you know, that you would have your opinion. You just want to express, no? Just
yeah.
write. Sit 20, 25 minutes. Turn off your environment and just write without thinking about, you know, grammar or whatever else. That all improvements can be done later. And third most important thing, which I made a mistake, I didn't do it early on, but I now realize that is very much important, that show up with your work. Even if you are writing for a ledger and you know you want to improve,
you have to get it out somewhere and get the feedback and then get back and improve. So yes.
Correct. Yeah, so you could start your blog, or, you know, there are many medium, there are platforms like that. You could
yes.
put your writings up there and you get to connect with
many bloggers.
Are,
yeah, we see nowadays many people have started their passion in the writing with the help of blogs. Many bloggers have come, we see nowadays. I mean, even
yes.
school students have started writing their blogs and publishing it. So, yeah, so if you are passionate about writing, this is the best field for you. I mean. That is what we would say, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is that most amazing thing you like about this career path?
So there are a couple of actually.
Okay.
So when you are a writer, you are a lifelong learner. You can't know about each and every topic, but, you know, if you're given to write on some topic, you have to literally immerse yourself into it, you know, get all the holistic view and then begin your writing. So in the process, you get to know different perspectives, different, you know, take on the topic, and your knowledge also increases.
Yes.
And, you know, you read many materials. So the writing styles of people, that also eventually, you know, you tend to improve on those lines. That's one thing. And secondly, creativity, I would say.
Yeah,
you get to exercise your creativity. That the piece of writing is like your brainchild. It's you are crafting it. So you have all the, you know, liberty to bring your unique voice to that piece of writing. And via it, if you are able to connect to people, if it is conveying what it meant to convey, there's nothing like it. That gives me immense happiness to, you know, continue. Wow. Right.
Okay. Wonderful. So are there any resources available where students can go and explore those resources or tools and start mm-hmm. using them to improve their writing?
Yeah, actually, so nowadays with online courses, so mm-hmm. even as I said, I have done MSc in biotechnology. So I was also always on the lookout of these resources.
Correct.
So Future Learn is one of the sites which I would recommend. You get very nice writing courses, but in different category, be it scientific writing, creative writing, all those. And they're very good for beginners. Plus, British Council India conducts once in a while for school students or college students, workshops.
Yeah.
One can refer to them. And keep on the lookout, you know, there are these workshops which are conducted by writing communities. ICER Pune has one. So then when you're right, you know, the people who are writers come together, they write, you know, give feedback. That total environment, it brings you a lot of skill set to, you know, your skills.
Correct. Yes. Okay. So that was a wonderful insights about content writing, Rupali. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your experience and your journey in this field. And thank you. Thank you once again.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bhagyashree. I really liked interacting with you.
Okay. So thank you for listening to this conversations, guys, and hope you find this interview interesting and helpful to understand content writing as a career path, and to watch more such exciting interviews around different career paths and career journeys. Keep watching Career Conversations. And if you like this video, please like, share, and subscribe mysphere.net channel. Thank you so much.